everyone. Good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I just love being on internet radio. I was just talking to Don out of Paradise, out of BBS, talking about why we do internet radio. And, you know, as an intuitive and energy counselor, I've known for years and years that we need to radiate out there consciously, and it isn't always easy to do because we are buffeted about by storms of frequencies and so on coming from every possible source, whether it's a tree that's being sawn down or a bunch of people who are depressed or wars or media blasts or murder mysteries or whatever else. You know, there's a lot of hoo-ha out there which can keep us in a state of defense and a state of holding an awareness of our survival issues and keeping our frequency way down. And my dream was, we'll get on the air and we'll talk about things and we'll get people to raise their fields and frequency. What a long preamble. This is called Radiance by Design. It's a show all about you and all about me. And with the help of my guides and angels and with the help of your calls, what we're going to do is work to consciously raise our fields and frequency, and because there's so many of you listening all over the world, we're going to connect with one another, be at similar or the same or escalating or ascending frequencies, and be a collective of our own, a collective where we can actually impact the collective of the world, of the globe, of humanity, really make a difference. We make a difference not only with ourselves, but what we send out there in the group, the whole bunch of us together, that really hits it like a really nice, uplifting kind of a balm, doesn't it? And so that's what I'm doing here on internet radio, talking to you, talking to myself, talking to my guides and angels, and yours too, and making a difference on the planet. What do you think? I hope you're going to talk about that. Tonight's show is all about things like security and defense. How about we throw in resistance and how we raise our fields and frequency, how we get in touch with who we really are, and how when we do that, we become more and more able to be healers, to be beings who make a difference wherever you are with people that are around you. But it's about being conscious about who you are so that you've got the muscle, the focus, and the intention to keep it at a higher level. It's a really exciting job, and it's 24/7. Hello. I guess you got to keep your dreams high frequency, too, so that you can radiate from that level. So I really love to start with a mass meditation. And then lately, because of things I've been listening to, talking to, whatever, we keep being reminded of how the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, oh, I know, it was Dwell Cool, and the workshop I went to in Denver recently, Dwell Cool through Kathleen Kingdon, would really perked a lot of this awareness about radiance in me. This is not new information. This is just stuff that's been coming together into my world over and over lately. It's the awareness that, as the Maharishi said, he said we only need 1% of the population to actually send fields of change and growth and evolution all around the planet. And remember the stories about, I can't remember what year it was, but it wasn't that long ago, where for 3 months he had some of his meditators meditating around Washington, D.C. and the crime rate. I'm not very good at statistics, you guys, but the crime rate dropped dramatically whilst they were doing it. I don't think it started right away, but by the end of it, the crime rate was really down. There have been a lot of experiments like that all over the world. Now, Dwell Cool said the latest thing. Dwell Cool is a Tibetan master who comes through Kathleen Kingdon. I think I might have already said that, and some of you already heard their conversations with me on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday nights. But he was saying that 1% isn't quite necessary anymore. It's like square root of 1%, which Kathleen immediately broke down to 7,000, almost 8,000 people. Now think about that. Is that very much? No. Anyway, we don't need as many people as we used to think we did to actually consciously radiate, to send waves of change, waves of win-win-win, waves of love and expansion out into the collective. We want to make a difference. It's actually, I consider this my politics, really, to send out waves of change and expansion and to get hold of in myself the ways in which I'm defensive, resistant, hanging on tight because of security and not rolling higher consciousness through my being, and higher consciousness being letting go of attachment and moving a higher frequency energy through us in the form of, say, meditation, sound, breath, visualization, intention, love, all these different ways that we can send out powerful energy and actually make a difference with people. So let's start off with a meditation in which we create energy forms, and these are the foundational structures of all of reality, apparently. We're creating energy forms with our mind and our intention, and inside of those energy forms, or energy structures, as my guides like to call them, we have protection to a degree from the battering and blasting effects of the rolling frequencies coming from many, many sources, in order to clarify our mind, our focus, our visualization, and also to do healing in there. So it's like you're setting up a sacred workspace, holy mackerel. And in those structures, well, let's just do them together, and you'll feel them. You usually can feel a higher frequency energy when you're doing them, literally separating yourself from a lot of the combative collective stuff. Also, we should send prayers out as well. We'll throw in Pakistan and China and the incredible flooding damage that's being done to so many individuals over there, so many homes and families, and the cleansing by water. Call in the presence. Good. Now, above your head, see a golden ball about 2 miles up, and below your spine, another golden ball, maybe 40 feet. From the upper golden ball, right down through your spine and into the lower golden ball, drop a filament of golden light. Great. And now from the upper golden ball down to about your waist height, and maybe 20 feet from your body, you don't need to have a measuring tape. Drop a four-sided pyramid, and all the lines of it are gold. And now upside down, meeting it point to point with its bottom point, poking into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. So you have an eight-sided structure known as an octahedron. And then inside of that structure, the outside edges of which nudge the octahedron, the inside edges of the octahedron, create a crystal ball, a beautiful crystal ball. Take a look at the colors that are rolling around in that crystal ball. And now inside of that, see yourself inside a star tetrahedron, which looks like a three-dimensional Star of David. And in that star tetrahedron, see yourself spinning and spinning and spinning. Spinning very, very fast. And as you're spinning, see in front of you a wonderful screen. It's our magical screen on which we're going to create. We're going to create little movies of what it is you want to do and be as a being on the planet at this time. And the first one is just you with you. What is it you want to become? I always say the same thing. I'd love to be multidimensional, consciously multidimensional in the moment and come from the heart. I'd simplify it. And now you see yourself being however it is you want to be. You don't have to be like me. See yourself and feel yourself being that way. And when you really can establish that sense of your movie, just wrap it in light. So it can continue and move to the next screen. We're going to do the next movie. And it's going to be of something that you want to create. It could be home and family. It could be a book, a movie, a play. It could be a business. Anything you want. And see all the resources coming to help you create your dream. Excellent. All the resources are coming to help you create your dream. And they're flowing to you in the form of money, people, place, emotions, thought and emotions are tremendous resources. Don't forget that. So see yourself thinking it through, feeling it through, enjoying it like mad. And then when you've accomplished it in this movie, see yourself happily sitting with it, however it is, enjoying it, and see and feel the resources coming to you from all the directions to keep it fueled so it'll keep going and give the service that you might want to give, whether it's personal or global or universal or no judgment here. Remember, this is your movie and your magic. Can you feel it? If you can't feel it, it doesn't work as well. Doesn't mean stop there if you can't feel it, but just go for that part too. Imagine what it feels like. Now wrap it in light and send it off into the universe. And also now we're going to create our healing center. In our healing center, we immediately bring in a clean, bright healing table. And around it is our healing team, the invisible team that helps you work on yourself. And then you bring yourself in, lie on the healing table, and ask for healing. Or maybe you've got something like a pain or a situation or something you want healed, so you can bring that up. Or ask the team what they would do for you, would help you with, suggestions for you. Okay. And now, so you lie there and you let them work on you. Excellent. And then before we leave, we get you out of the healing room. Ask if there's any message for you. Okay, you might want to write it down. Sometimes it's quite surprising. And wrap that whole scenario in light. Move it away. Then you have a fresh healing team. It replicates itself. And sometimes I have some amazing characters in my healing team. Do you? And then bring someone in to be on this table. Oh my, there's so many. You have to pick one or two or three, but you want to be able to be specific with them. So you don't want to have 4,000, I don't think. Unless it's the 11 million that are sick in Pakistan. Okay. There I have a group. And then have the healing team work with each one. Each one. And you might ask for information for them and see what they do for the person. Remember, I've done this with people, like somebody who just had a hip replacement in England, and we used to do the structures each day for her, and she had reasonable sleep. She got some real effect from it, even though I'm over in Bellingham, Washington. So you can do a lot of that with your healing team. Okay. And now wrap that group, and mine's a group, I don't know if yours is, wrap it in light and ask that it be continued. And always do three. I always do three, so let's bring in another one. Who is it? Okay, excellent. This one is a much older woman, very old, and she's suffering from a great deal of body pain, and she has a lot of grief. And I'm asking for their help for her. I don't know this woman. And they're working with her, and we're asking for some of the help for her to understand her situation. and bring it into the soul. And there's some peace. Then we can release her, keep it wrapped in light, and whoever your third person is. And now let's call in a political situation or a world situation that you want to send some energy to. And I'm going to call in Pakistan and that incredible flood that's going on there. I haven't kept up with all the latest news, but there's a lot of sick people there. Right, Bob? So let's ascend. Let's bring in through the top of our head this beautiful orangey golden light and send it down through the top of the head and out through our chest and send it out all over Pakistan that people can feel that spirit flow. They can feel the love that's theirs. They can feel something that's coming to lift them. And you know, we know this from Emoto, we can send amazing detoxification energy to people with our minds and our hearts. And I believe this, bringing in universal energy fields, which are being downloaded these days. So let's do that, send them out and have them go all over Pakistan. So they're mingling with the Taliban and so on. You don't need to get into the details. We just flood Pakistan with matching fields and frequencies. Remember, we're working as a community, so it really amps it up, doesn't it? And then let's continue with that healing energy and have it run all over China and where the flooding has been tremendous. It seems to me they've got a lot of toxicity there as well. We know China has, and so does Pakistan anyway, but it looks like with the flood, it's pretty gross right now. So let's consciously send powerful thoughts of transformation there and have it move through China. And then let's have that healing energy go all around the world, to all the hot spots, the places that are imbalanced, people that are sad, heartbroken, and lost. There's a great deal we wanted to talk tonight about security. So we're seeing all over the planet that the loss of security on the human level is really tremendous. And for that, we want to send a lot of healing energy. Good. And have it go round and round and round our planet. And then come back in through your chest. And back into the room. And close off the healing center with grace and appreciation. And then jump into your star tetrahedron. Spin and spin. Actually, when you do this on a normal basis, if the energies are really weird in a room or people are being combative or it's difficult, and you get into your even just a double tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down so that it's kind of like a diamond, then either case, you spin and spin and spin in those, even though people don't know you're spinning around. And there will be a change in the tension in the atmosphere, and you will feel a lot more protected and much more centered and able to make higher consciousness decisions. So let's talk about your life. Why don't I just give you the call-in numbers right off the bat? If you want to call in and talk about what's going on in your life, is one of the goals that I have in life, and I think a lot of you do too, is to become authentic, to become really who I am, and not some kind of product of everybody else's belief, expectation, and so on. But hopefully to be a good, a contributing person, a very creative person. You know, what are your goals in life? What is this whole thing all about? So why don't you call in and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about what security really means and where it blocks us versus it helps us to build a foundation. And then what about resistance and what about defense and how can you find out what's going on in you? Let's call in our guides and angels and do some healing work so that where you're, for example, stuck with defense, then we can move that defense that we use, for example, that keeps us hiding, is not a defense in which we can express ourselves in a greater way on the planet, is it? So it's like there's so many ways that we can take a word like security, a word like defense, and shift it so it's got a much higher resonance, a much higher frequency, and then you can be all of who you can be without hiding behind what? Tension, isolation, all of those things. So call in 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. I'd love it if you'd call in. I better give all the lines because there's more than one line. 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, 530-413-4522. So, excuse me, I'm hoping that you'll call in and we'll have a great discussion about that. So I want you to do this little exercise with me. I'm looking around out there to pick on some people. I love to pick on you. And some of you are gracious enough to phone me and say, hey, you picked me. I know you did. I really felt it. I love that. That's a gas. Anyway, I'm looking out and I'm seeing someone who's a woman. She's, I don't know how old, somewhere between 45 and 60, I guess I'd have to say. And in terms of defense, she has had a terrific amount. Hang on a sec. Okay. She's had a terrific amount of emotional pain and frustration. She was rebuked as a child, but then she had a marriage which was okay for a while. And then all of a sudden, he was turning on her, and she was holding back. Now, in this woman's world, she finally left her marriage. I think, actually, he left. I can't tell who left who, but he left her at some level, and she left. But the thing is about this woman is she's holding a defensiveness about herself. It's in the heart, it's in the stomach, and it's in the belly area. And I always say belly because so many people talk about the stomach as the lower stomach and the upper stomach, and I really don't think it works that way. The stomach is just below the rib cage, and the belly is where we house the intestinal tract, and we house karma. We house everybody else's influence. So my subject, this wonderful lady that I'm picking on out there, I don't want you to get really defensive with me because I'm sending you loving frequencies and trying to help you out of your cage because I see that you have been hurt, and you're very, very sensitive, and in your sensitivity, you hold yourself back, and you hold yourself back from people finding, thank you, I'll talk to you in just a minute, finding you in your vulnerability and scaring you and threatening you. You're very, very creative, and you can move forward, and there's a whole new life coming up for you. But I want people at home, wrap yourself in light during this. Wrap yourself in light, and I want my subject lady and anyone who can relate to this kind of a defense, to call up in your body an awareness of all the ways you're holding your body back, way inside the heart chakra, the stomach. Hold it back and exaggerate the feeling of where it's held back. Anywhere in your body, your defense is going to show up. Good. Very good. Exaggerate that. Now let's ask for help from our angels and our guides. We're asking for help as we command total release of that defensive energy now. Because remember, the spiraling lights of your soul journey want to move up right through it and help you create a way to express the real you, the loving you, the expanding you, the infinite you. That's right. So let's take some spiraling golden lights and run them right up through the soles of your feet and right up through your body and ask your angels again to take your defense. And we'll talk about that with you in a few moments. So wrap yourself in light, too, so that you have a protection and a defense that actually ignites interest in other people. It doesn't isolate you from other people. You see what I mean? It isolates you from people's combative frequencies, but it doesn't isolate you from the love and the affection, the attention, and the fun. And you need to have fun, honey. And also, you're going to marry again, so but you have to change before you do. Meaning, a person can't marry you until you're up there. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Who have I got?
I don't know. Well, certainly sounds like you were talking about me.
What's your name?
Stephanie.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well.
You are?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing well in some ways and not so well in others, you know. Yeah, it's kind of this really odd space where I'm finally making a lot of changes. I mean, a lot of stuff happened very quickly, and lately I've been going, oh, I guess I could have done so-and-so after all, but it's okay, and trying to remain open but still encountering that resistance to, you know, it doesn't have to be all black and white. I can still keep myself open to all the options and not hurt anyone's feelings. It's okay to, you know, just say, you know, I made a commitment to this, but this is what I actually need to do.
Well, are you afraid of being hurt, Stephanie?
Well, yeah. I mean, I am.
Oh, gee, you're the only one.
I am.
You got a strange back right at the upper part between the shoulder blades. Do you see that?
A strange what?
There's a part of your back, and I should tell everybody at home this. There's a part of our back between our shoulder blades or down a little bit. It gets a really funny kind of either a cold or a tension, or for some people it's like a frozen feeling or a cold feeling or a prickly feeling or something. It's right between the shoulder blades, down a little bit, like almost to the angel bones. You know what I mean? Do you have anything there? You can say no. You don't have to.
A little bit today. Yeah.
The thing about that part of our back is that, or I didn't hear whether you said yes or no.
Yeah, it's kind of tingling a little bit.
Okay, so the thing about that part of your back, thank you for saying that, is that that usually implies that you as a person are trying to move through all of the influences and find your own individuality. And as you go through a transition, which, Stephanie, you're definitely doing, and you're coming out of it pretty soon, as you go through your transition, people will find that that part of the body just has to keep talking to them, and people will complain. And I had that experience, but I have had many clients who go, ah, this part of my back's killing me. I go, yeah. It's because the real you is trying to come out with all the weight of other people's expectations leaning on you, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and you know, so the thing is I've, you know, I feel like things are coming full circle right now.
Okay.
Like the opportunities I had a few years ago are suddenly just opening up. The same people are showing up in my life to do the same project that we never did before.
And how's the feeling between you and them?
It's actually pretty good. And people are actually calling me and asking me for help. Like,
oh, wow.
People I thought I'd
great.
Never see again or talk to, and the guy I've been involved with off and on, it's funny, there's one of these people that was coming back, that came back to me, that I never thought I'd see again. I've been thinking about the guy recently, not the guy I'm involved with, but this friend. Turned out to be a friend of the guy I'm involved with.
And oh, wow.
Because we just happened to meet each other, and I said, hey, I'm going to this class at the university. He said, I want to go too. And we ended up going, and after the class, you know, because he ended up, it's like we both led each other there, you know. And then afterwards, he went off to do his thing for a while. And when he came back, this guy that I hadn't seen for a few years came up to him and said, oh, hi, how you doing? And he turns to me and goes, I've met you before. And it turns out that some of the other stuff I'm getting into now, this guy's now interested in. So it's like moving closer to music therapy and doing healing music and ritual again and drumming and getting more into more Native American and African and different cultural influences again.
That's wonderful, but
you know,
I want to know how you feel when you're with them. Do you feel more like yourself than you used to? Hello?
I'm listening.
Do you have a new... Okay, there's a different kind of harmony coming up with these people, and I'm not playing on music necessarily, but there's a different kind of harmony because all of you are somehow at a bit of the beginning. And I think what's really tricky for you is to maintain the emergent self in the middle of it and not get triggered by old reactions. So you're being gifted in a way. Do you see what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like just as I'm moving forward, I feel like they're coming in to help make that happen. And the people I thought would make it happen, they're off doing with their own thing. You know, it's kind of funny how it all turned out that way.
Well, it's interesting because when... Go ahead.
It's been a bit odd because I feel like I was on my way to do one thing. I was getting into dancing and doing all this stuff. And I was going to do, like, this art series and all these things and art exhibits. And it just fell apart for a while. And now it feels like it might come about in a different way now. But now I'm doing these other things. It's like some things I guess I kind of had to do or connect first, you know?
Well, I think it's really interesting because I wanted to talk about security tonight as well. And you're doing a certain amount of releasing and letting go, and you have more to do, Stephanie. Letting go of what you expect it to be, you see? Like, we want to be in our light, we want to be in our dharma, but if we pre-decide what it's supposed to look like, you know this one already, then we have to drop that pre-decision so that we can emerge at a higher resonant level. And that's what I keep... Well, I watch you. You're going to keep going through that for a while. Both of these men that you've talked about are going through their own version of that, so there's no accident that you're kind of aligned with going in different directions with people that you used to know, because they're new to themselves as well. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and one of them I met 2 years ago and had a vision about what our relationship could be, and I was so fixated on how it could happen, I kept sabotaging myself.
But another way of looking at that is I was so fixated on how that could happen, I was holding on, and it couldn't go that way. You have to let it go so it could spiral into a higher level, you know? I don't know if you're having a relationship with him, but both cases the relationships are important, even if they're not intimate doodah, you know?
Well, one of them definitely is, and it's been headed in a different direction lately. As long as I let go, it's like working through my stuff.
Good girl.
And it's really funny because I was his teacher for a while, and he was teaching me, but now I actually am a student in his class, a different class. It's kind of funny.
Well, you know what? There's a lot more. You said funny, and I'm going to say to you, you're going to have an awful lot more fun the more you release these people, because you won't be alone for very long. And you're going to pop up several kind of, I mean, if frequencies are in layers, you're going up a few more layers in the next little while. And it's kind of fun to see who's there. So keep following all these wonderful healing courses and so on. It's just wonderful.
It's been difficult because I know, money-wise, I know things are coming and I need to just be open. But I've kept looking at the past and looking at why didn't I do it that way. But that's held me back for about a year now, and it's just not helping me anymore.
Well, you know, Eckhart Tolle stuff about the now. He's not the only one talking about it now, of course. But you can't be in the now if you're looking at the past. So sometimes that's a cheeky but very fast way of dropping yourself back into now. You know, and Dora Kuhl says to be in the now is the way to make sure your super consciousness, you have access to the super consciousness. And I like to remember that as an equation as well, as a mechanical thing, you know?
Yeah. May I ask a question?
You may ask a question.
I guess I already know the answer, but I'm not sure how to come about it or how to show other people.
What's the question?
Well, it's about the fact I'm sensitive, and I have gone to energy healer workshops, and I've you know, and usually I sense something, and then I go to a teacher, and then they end up just building on what I know, going forward with it, which is cool. But it's been, not the question I thought I was going to ask. Basically, just choosing a correct teacher, because I've had some other people pop back into my life on that. Sure about. I feel like I just need to let go of the past and really let them be free.
Because you're not going to get a teacher from the past. You're getting a new one.
Yeah, because I have all sorts of abilities opening up, and it's been like I've I was going to go to a workshop months ago and say, how do I use these gifts appropriately? I didn't go because I guess I just had other things to work on first. But that's what I say to myself, But
you have a lot of indecision and so on, and what you want to do is, I think you know this already, wherever you get, your tummy gets really weird and that part of your back gets really strange, you're not with the right people. You're not with the right teacher yet because the influence is not giving you your authentic self. But there's no crime in going through a little bit and then going, okay, that's enough. That's not really me, you know. So you have a very strong teacher coming up, but it's not yet, not quite yet.
Yeah, so I've done all kinds of wonderful things and really excited about what's coming up. And I had some healing earlier this week, one ceremony and one in this free session. And I had this great vision about working with a traditional healer with plants. And I was really like, wow, this is cool. And today I got another message. I got another message that this project that started in January, I need to go back to it again and finish writing it.
Well, see, you're being led beautifully. You're being led beautifully.
Yeah.
And I better say goodbye because I think we're going to have time for at least one more, don't you think?
Yeah. Thank you for taking so much time.
Well, you just have to keep us posted, Stephanie. Keep going.
I will. And thank you for your message earlier. I don't know if that was meant for me or not, but it sure felt like it. So.
Yay. You. Well, you're very welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And here's a little meditation I want to give you all. I've done this so many times before, so don't snore and fall asleep. Just practice it. But just imagine, oh, goody, you're on the air and you'll just be waiting 1 minute, okay? Just imagine falling on your face at the feet of the divine. And if you do this regularly, you'll actually see some deity or some emblem or icon of presence that you'll appreciate, but I won't tell you what it is because it's up to you to find that out. Fall on your face at the feet of the divine and lie there face down until you, and say, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender, until you actually feel that every cell in your body has given up. And then just get up. And when I used to do it a lot when I was in huge transition, all of a sudden something or someone would pick me up. And this is all just in a vision. But it's a wonderful thing because many, many things in your life will absolutely change or flow to you in a very graceful way when you do that on a regular basis, especially those of you who are really seeking the truth of self. So you are on the air. Good evening.
Good evening. And the truth of self is what I am seeking. And I ask for your help in being my interpreter to guide me, because I go to sleep with the intention of being clear about what is my path, what is the work, where am I going, asking for signs. And I say, well, I'm just going to call Veronica, and she can help me interpret what lies ahead for me.
Okay.
So here I am, Veronica. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for all that. What's your first name?
Martha.
Okay. Hi, Martha. So what I'm seeing here for you is, you have a little change to go through yet, okay? And you have not completed a... Here's how we'll put it. We'll put it a little differently. You have a wonderful healing energy in your soul's journey. You're a very, very sensitive woman. And you've got a certain level, it's quite cute, Martha, sort of certain level of defense that's really trapping your solar plexus, which is your personal power center. And what we're seeing here is that there's some, you've undergone some big losses, haven't you? You have some big grief here. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so they're saying here that you have a little more of that clearing to do before the clarity of your journey comes up. And you have a very kind of, do you sing? There's music in there. Do you sing?
No, but I love to dance.
Okay, because they're showing a musical kind of, it's very serious in the sense that if you're dancing and singing in a wild way, it's because of a serious commitment to the soul journey. You know what I'm saying? So it can look funny, and actually it can be really serious. So you've got that kind of paradoxical truth. Like it might be your chaotic meditation and you coming forward as a result as a peaceful person. So it looks one way, but inside it's very different. And you're going to actually help a lot of people. You have a strong healing force, and I think it's going to include older people and kids. And it's very, very colorful. It's art, music, and beingness. It's just beautiful, but you have something to clear before all of that starts to emerge. That's how it looks to me. Does that make any sense?
Do you know what that? Yes, of course it does. Do you know what it is that I need to clear?
It's something to do with that. Let's all do a clearing. Should we do a clearing together, all of us? Seeing it trapping your chest area, your heart, your lungs, and it stops at the solar plexus. So what it looks like, instead of just being an amazing woman, which you are, with grief, which a lot of us have, and we've been born with it, aren't we? I see the grief itself and the reaction to whatever happened stopping your personal power, and it sits like a line, so you're kind of split. Did somebody leave you, and did you also have abuse as a child? We have to do this fast, or we'll run out of time.
Yes, on both ends. It was kind of weird. Okay, but nothing sexual. It's just mean.
Yeah, and what they're showing is that the transformation, because we're energy people first, we're energy beings first. We download into the body. And they're showing that as you want to emerge your soul journey and your dharma, you want to have removed some of these denser frequencies that you're carting around in your body. So it's up for you to have a huge clearing on the combination of the mean, the parting. However the parting was, it registered with the meanness of the childhood, you see? And that's been blocking you your whole life. And the good thing about that is we're going to do some movement, and you're going to continue with the movement of it, and you'll find the answers to what you do next will pop up. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't pop up when we're incapable of doing it yet. You see what I mean? There are many gifts coming from the universe, and one of them is a kind of a babysitting job. You know what I mean? I often feel like they're babysitting me when I don't get what I'm not ready for yet. You follow?
Yes.
How old are you, Martha?
61.
Well, honey, it isn't very long, but you're going to be quite a different person in the next year and a half or two in what you're doing on the planet and how you reach your own personal dharma. And it's going to include beauty, movement, color, healing, love, compassion. And you won't be... Are you alone right now?
Well, I'm engaged right now. How do you feel that?
Yeah, I feel somebody there, but I feel like you're blocking something in that engagement. Do you understand that?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, let's just do...
That's look at that, though. It's coming up really fast.
Nothing like throwing a whole bunch of stuff at you just at the end of a show, right?
Well, we can take it.
I'm sure you can. So what we're going to do is have ourselves wrap ourselves in light, and we're going to have people at home wrap yourself in light. And I want, because of grief and stuff, we all have some kind of defense. So I'm asking everybody to call up some feeling of defense in and around your heart chakra. Some feeling of defense, yeah. And then we're asking for help. We're going to call it up and feel it in our body, and we're asking for help from the presence and the guides and angels, and we're going to send some beautiful golden light up to blast through that part of your body. And yours is actually working right away. Can you feel that, Martha? It's moving.
Something's moving.
You're really good at this, girl. Maybe you should study energy. Yeah, I would look into that, because you can take energy courses that just launch an intrinsic knowing, or the one that comes with your higher self. And as we're moving this that we were talking about with Martha, she said she's engaged. I said, oh my goodness, you're blocked on that level, which was an awful thing to say. I apologize. But as you release this, you will find that you can give more of yourself in a fresh way. Can you feel it moving up your chest right now?
Oh, it's vibrating.
Good, okay. So you can give more of yourself to your fiancé if that's what you choose to stay with, because the bottom line is we attract people with what we have available. So what they say, if you want love, you have to learn to love yourself, because what you'll attract is the same amount of love as you have for yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying dump him. I'm saying clear. There you go, honey. You're vibrating beautifully. And a lot of you at home are, too. Just move that energy through the chest. Give yourself a chance to expand. And you'll notice, I want you to sing, Mars. I don't care if you sing on or off key. Singing hitches the right and left side of the brain. And when we clear a lot of this energy, the throat gets tight, and the neck represents consciousness of self. And the throat gets tight just because you're synthesizing wisdom out of everything that's going on. So I feel like I want to say good night and send you love and say, please sing for a while and just get that energy to stay moving. Or sing and dance would be better.
Yes.
All right. Well, bless your heart. You're doing a good job, and you're going to get into some kind of program where you can help a lot of people, and you're going to get a big bang out of yourself.
Hmm. Great.
Thank you. Thanks for your call, honey.
Right.
Wow. That was a very powerful call. And then we have to remember that we synthesize who we are from all of our life's experience. And we have so much information. Hello, are we still on? So we synthesize who we really are from our lives experience and our dharma, the soul's drive, where the soul's going, and then there's the collective dharma and so on. And actually, when we want to learn to create our reality, you want to drop into your body and ask where you're really defended, where you're really in touch with who you are, where you're attached to all kinds of things for the sake of security. And I promise you, it's very wise to release these, because what can come up through you is a much greater love, peace, acceptance, and purity of drive of your dharma and so on. So that's probably enough for this evening. And what I want to say is my paradigm shifter on Tuesday night is somebody a lot of you guys love. At 8 o'clock Tuesday night on wonderful BBS Radio is going to be Linda Sherman. Linda Sherman is an astrologer who winds us up and keeps us on the edge of our seat as she tells us of the turmoil that's going on amongst the stars and planets and how it's reflecting itself onto the Earth. Or maybe it's the turmoil on the Earth that's reflecting itself in the stars and planets. But we'll talk to her about that. Linda Sherman, www.soothsayer.com. That's SOOTHESAYER.com. I love Linda Sherman. She's just a wonderful, big-hearted soul. And Jackie and the team are not going to be on tonight. They're going to do a pre-record or something they've done before, because they're setting up for an intensive, and it's going to be on October the 9th and 10th in Las Vegas. They're going to open a Stargate, and it's time for Jackie to do some more preparation for it. So we'll miss her, but if you stay tuned, you'll hear an older show. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and if you want I'm going to be starting some online classes. If you're interested in those, we're just playing around with how to do it, and we had a little technical difficulty today in my guinea pig class. But then I'm going to be doing some online classes and teaching how to do energy, a style of energy, how to work with your own moving of your dharma through your body, mind, and how to do healing with other people. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the air. But in any case, if you're interested in online classes, or if you're interested in a session with me, or if you'd like to give me some feedback on this show, or even talk about questions and things that you'd like to have brought up on Radiance by Design, or suggested guests for Paradigm Shifters, my email is veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. That's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. I'm sitting here in the Northwest looking at the most beautiful sunset colors right now. oh my, what a perfect time to say goodnight. So let's call in the color of sunset, a radiant orangey, pinky, gold color. Call it in a loving way from the universe, because the universe is downloading a lot of love for us these days. Let's call it in. Bring it in through your arms and through the top of your head. Fill yourself with that love and that beautiful healing light. And then send it out to one another in the radiance of design, radiance by design community. Remember, we're all in this community together, and we're sending waves around the world. We're part of a great shift and a great change, and it's up to us to do it. It's a choice that we have to make. So thank you so much. Many, many blessings. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk Tuesday night. Good night.